Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
It's important to know the cold, hard truth of your financial situation when planning for retirement. On today's show, solutions to help you navigate harsh retirement planning truths, how you can be the CEO of your own retirement and ROIs, and it all starts right now.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall, and joining me today, Peter Hansen. Peter is with Northern Alliance Financial, the fine group of folks, and Peter's been working with people, helping them get to retirement nearly 20 years. He is a fiduciary and part of the independent fiduciary team of Northern Alliance Financial. Hey, Peter, what's going on?
Well, it's another week. Air is getting even colder, but that's what we expect in Maine. This is our busiest time of the year, Steve.
Is it really for you guys?
It is, yeah. I would think it'd be like that across the country. It seems like, well, at least in New England, when the weather starts changing, kids go back to school, people start, you know, getting their wood, their oil, you know, all ready for their home. They think of nesting. They think of planning. So without a doubt, when the kids go back to college from then on till Christmas, it's our busiest time of the year.
All right. Well, plus there's a lot of things that we can wrap up before the end of the year, too. There's things that we need to wrap up.
Oh, sure. There's things like required minimum distributions you want to figure out. A lot of people are making final contributions to their plan. So there's all that as well on top
sure.
of it.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to delve into some harsh truths about retirement planning. And there are some. I like the fact, Google is just not going to be the answer to all of your financial questions.
No, it's not. Same with your medical concerns.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to pull everything off the internet.
Yeah, I give my wife a hard time. Yeah, are you checking with Dr. Google again? Yeah. Harsh retirement planning truth number one. If you live a 30-year retirement, you're expected to see 5 to 6 bear markets during your retirement alone.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a harsh truth, and it's something that actually we certainly enlighten people to often. You know, with as ugly as 2022 was this year, people are saying, good thing that's over. You know, it's a little calmer out there. We don't have a 20% drop in the S&P like we did in 2022. But we have to remind our clients and our potential clients, you know, with this market that we have, it's more volatile than ever. And we tell them to expect at least 3 to 4 move within more, downturns in the market within
sure.
a lifetime. So all that more important importance on putting safety or putting into your account to make provisions for that to happen. So that when it doesn't happen, when it does happen, you're not caught off guard.
Right. And if it does happen, you're not injured in any way either.
That's right. There's things you can do, whether you're invested in the market or you're in insurance products or a combination of the both, because it's inevitable. You will see market downturns if you live 20 years. If you live another 10 years, chances are it's going to happen.
Sure.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. And again, that's not necessarily a bad thing, is it, Peter?
Well, it's not. Some of it is like a resetting of the market.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes
and that
stocks
needs to
are,
happen.
Sometimes stocks are inflated and bloated, and gosh, look what happened with the dot-coms, right? Everybody was throwing money at everything they could. It had a dot-com at the end of it, and some of those weren't real businesses. Some of those businesses failed, and some of them took off, but without a doubt, there has to be corrections in the market. It's just part of the nature of the beast, so you have to have provisions in your plan to make sure that that's going to happen. Again, whether it's how you manage your money or what your money's invested in, you have to have plans for it.
Of course. 833-856-1384, and again, we talk about reassessing a risk tolerance. That's really one of the things that we can do right now, just because we got to take a look at the bigger picture here and make sure that this is going to go forward.
That's right. I mean, that's one of those commonalities we're talking to everybody about. Number one is, you know, your beneficiary designations. Who do you have listed as beneficiaries as you go forward with your policies and your top of that? Let's go through another questionnaire to assess your risk. You know, oftentimes we're helping people out with a portfolio x-ray or a second opinion on their current accounts if they're with another advisor or doing it themselves. And we'll ask them, how are you situated? And they say, well, I'm conservative to moderate. And then we run a portfolio x-ray on their account, and oftentimes they're much more aggressive than they anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go through the risk assessment, ask them the questions, and find out just how risk averse are they? You know, do they have extra funds in case the market were to drop drastically and they're invested you know, in an S&P ETF, where if the S&P drops 20%, you drop 20%. So this is something we do with everybody to make sure we know exactly where they are, and then we do the risk assessment to position them with what their risk evaluation tells us.
Of course. Harsh retirement planning truth number two. If you're not keeping track of where you're spending and saving in retirement, well, you're just kind of floating in the wind then. I mean, you've got, I mean, that's really the basis for all of this retirement planning, isn't it? I mean, we've got to know, you know, where that money is going, and we got to know what our budget is, bottom line.
That's it. Everybody that comes in, you know, we run through many items. The first thing that we're going to talk to them about is the budget. And if they don't have one, you know, we'll help them make it. But more often than not, we're going to send them home and say, create a budget. Let's look at what you're spending money on a monthly basis. More important, income versus expenses. You know, how much money do you have coming in and how much is going out? But what is it going out to? Is it frivolous things? Is it things that you don't need to be spending money on? Are there life insurance policies that are outdated that you don't need anymore? So this is something that you need to know. You have to have an understanding as to what you're spending money on, and also to project what you're going to spend money on in the future. So a budget is one of the first things we do with everybody,
and that's
even
not
if they're just passing through.
Well, sure. And it's not necessarily a complicated process either to be able to understand, okay, this is how much money comes in and this is where it goes. I think that's a reality check for some of us.
Yeah, it's something you need to do if you're going to be prudent, if you're really going to have an understanding as to how much money you need to last the rest of your life. You know, what do you need to live the lifestyle that you want?
Yeah.
So you have to get, it's time to kind of grow up and get a little realistic on not necessarily not do what you want, but make sure you have the assets and or a plan to make the assets that you have do what you want them to do in retirement, to live that retirement. But you've got a plan for it.
Of course. On we go. We've got harsh retirement truth number three. I like that. Where are you saving for retirement? And that breaks down into, I mean, is it a 401k? Is it an IRA? Do you have a Roth? I mean, you got to keep a handle on all of that. And I know that there's a lot of people who have more than one 401k.
Absolutely. For the most part, I would say probably 80% of the clients that come in, the bulk of their wealth is invested in their home and within a 401k or 403b or some sort of employer-sponsored plan.
Of course.
And everybody's different. We see it all. But for the most part, that's the case. And having a 401k is fantastic. But even within your 401k, you know, you have limited options as to what you can invest in. But it's good to get an understanding as to what is the risk assessment? What is the beta of that 401k? So if the S&P or the Dow were to drop, you know, 10 to 20 points, what is that going to do to your 401k? Is it time to start backing off some of that aggressiveness? Is, you know, are you 20 years out from retirement? You know, does it, should we get a little bit more aggressive? So we have to have an understanding as where you're invested, but also, you know, what the risk is back to that.
Sure. 833-856-1384. Let's touch on Social Security, because I think people are sometimes perhaps feeling overconfident with Social Security, thinking that, well, heck, that's going to be enough.
Yeah, it's often, well, Social Security Administration used to send out statements, right? And I think they still kind of do the trickle them out to some folks. But for the most part, it's up to you to log on to Social Security. And everybody can do that by going into ssa.gov. You open an account and you can pull your statements. And it's good to do that years before you plan to retire to make sure there's no mistakes. It's not often there's mistakes, but sometimes there is. But a common truth is that people say, gosh, I thought I was going to be collecting more than what this statement says. Well, okay, that's better to find out now while you're 5 years out prior to retirement rather than waiting till the last minute. So for everybody that comes in, we run a Social Security report for them. We ask them to bring in their statements, but then we go ahead and actually make that plan, especially for couples, because there's ways to maximize Social Security and get hundreds of thousands of dollars more within a married couple than what they were planning. There's things that you can do.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of one of Northern Alliance Financial is you work with folks on their Social Security. And that, I mean, that's something that not all advisors want to do, but you guys embrace it and you have a lot of expertise in it.
Steve, I worked for a firm prior to working with Frisbee and Associates and now Northern Alliance Financial. And really the gist was, and this was our mechanics, was find out what the client has, show them how to manage it, manage it, and hopefully they're going to have us manage it. And that was it. We didn't get paid to manage to talk about Social Security. We didn't get paid to send them to long-term care attorneys or estate planning attorneys. But we do all that. We don't get compensated for it. But if we're going to give a true assessment as to what somebody should do with their retirement, we have to talk about budgeting. If it means helping them with a budget, we have to run a Social Security planning report to make sure that they have an understanding as to how that works. So we do all this. We don't get paid for it. It's part of the process of coming on and meeting with a Northern Alliance financial advisor.
Well, and it's also there's no cost in coming in to find that out. I mean, that's the whole point of this radio show is get folks, you want to have them come on in and sit down and get that second opinion that you talked about earlier.
That's right. Yeah, there's not a cost for meeting with us, whether it's one time, two times, three times, four times. We want to make sure that they're right for us. And of course, we want them to get an understanding as to what it is that we do so that they know that we're right for them.
Sure.
So we don't charge for that.
Yeah. Well, I got a question. It says that the average Social Security check is $1,827. Now, is that in the ballpark of what you see? Is that lower, higher? What do you think?
I think within a lot of the clients that we have coming in, that might be a little bit lower, but I would believe that nationally, that's definitely the case.
Okay.
For the amount of people that are out there that are collecting Social Security, you have folks from all walks of life, all different income brackets. So I would say that would make sense, 1827.
Okay.
That would be because a lot of people take it early. A lot of people don't know that maybe they should wait. They say, well, you're eligible for Social Security at 62. Should we just take it now? And I said, well, gosh, if you were to delay until at least 67 or even sometimes 70, look at how much more you would collect. And people are constantly living longer. I know we talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
You want to maximize that benefit as much as possible. So I would say before pulling the trigger on Social Security, give a call to a fiduciary advisor. I mean, we don't charge for running your Social Security reports. We'd be happy to sit with you and help you through that process.
Perfect. 833-856-1384. On that note, Peter, let's take a quick break. We'll come on back and continue our conversation here on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Folks, take advantage of the opportunity to come on in, sit down, get that financial roadmap put together once and for all. It's why we're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances, no cost, no obligation. Find out how much risk you're taking. If there are any red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line. Do you really know what you're paying in fees or commissions? Well, let Peter and the team take a deep dive and find out. What about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing that Social Security benefit, just as we were talking about. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, it's a phone call away. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Managing our retirement could be compared to running a business. Is it time for you to become the CEO of your retirement?
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall, and Peter Hansen is here. Peter's been helping folks for nearly 20 years. He's with Northern Alliance Financial. NAFinancialAdvisors.com is the website. Check that out. NAFinancialAdvisors.com. I like this segment, Peter, just because we're talking about retirement as a business, and really it kind of is. And but if I'm the CEO of my retirement, I want you to be my CFO.
Yeah, exactly. And it is true. There's so many, you know, there's so many likenesses. You know, you have income, you have expenses, you have employees in which, you know, you would be one of them. But yeah, it makes sense to have a CFO, somebody to kind of facilitate and go through the expenses to make sure that you're on the right track, to make sure that you understand, you know, what the potential pitfalls are if in fact you don't plan. So it's important to think of it as a business, because essentially it is. You have income coming in, you're going to have to spend some money. You know, do you want to spend it, you know, planned out, or do you want to just willy-nilly, you know, by the seat of your pants?
Well, I don't think
you want to have a plan.
You want to have a plan. I think most CEOs have that. And I think that's where, you know, to make that comparison, I like this one too, because question everything. And, you know, I come from a news background. I still question everything.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know, when people do come in, I think sometimes they're a little bit, they weren't expecting us to ask them to do the things that they do. And what I'm talking about is we ask them before coming in, or after we've at least met with them, to kind of build a budget, to bring in their current statements, to list a list of concerns that they have about retirement. In other words, what are you afraid of? What are you scared of? What are you trying to avoid? As well as real thought out plans for retirement. And then we will touch on, you know, do you need to downsize your home? Do you need one story living? Do you have a will, and or do you need a trust? So these are the things that we're trying to bring up to them, because they're oftentimes people aren't thinking of it as a business. They aren't thinking of it as being their own CEO. So we try to facilitate that so that they are thinking of it more like they are managing their retirement, and we're going to help facilitate that.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. And folks, if you want to get a head start, here's a phone number to call. It's 833-856-1380. So we're talking about running our retirement as a corporation, if you will, and we're the CEO and you're going to be the CFO. So we're talking about Chief Executive Officer and Chief Financial Officer. And so we're questioning everything. Yeah. And I do think that one of the other things I think good CEOs, or at least the ones that I've worked for over the years, they may not know everything, but they surround themselves with very smart people who help them along the way, who help them learn.
That's right. And they're not afraid to ask questions, right?
Exactly.
They're not afraid of looking stupid, because they know asking questions is not a sign of being stupid. It's a sign of wanting to understand the answers to the questions that they have to make sure that they're going to make the right decisions for their company. It's the same approach within retiring. I love it when people come in and they literally have a list of questions. In addition to, are you a fiduciary? They often ask how long you've been doing this for. Sometimes people ask, you know, do you have a list of clients that we can talk to? And just so you know, as a fiduciary, we can't, and due to certain rules, regulations, we can't just assign, you know, our clients to be able to answer questions. But we can certainly answer most of the questions that they have as to how we approach retirement, what we do, and what they can expect of us. So it's nice when people come in with a list of questions.
Oh,
it
sure
shows that they're planning to manage their retirement in a successful manner.
Absolutely. And we have to be willing to adapt. And I mean, with the market doing what it does, or what it always does, is, and just the way the economy rolls along, we have to be willing to adapt and be flexible in our plan. And I think that's a good CEO that has that sort of contingency plan in the back of his mind.
That's right. I mean, my wife works directly for a CEO, and it's interesting to hear just how forward-thinking they are. They have to understand the competition within a particular field. They have to understand potential pitfalls. They have to plan out what's going to happen in the market and how that's going to affect their business and within a respective business. You want to do the same thing within your retirement. You want to plan. I know we talked about it in the earlier segment. You know, if you're invested heavily in the market, you want to plan for market downturns, because you will see 3, 4, 5, you know, if you have a 30-year retirement, if you're lucky enough to do that, and people are living longer and doing that. But you want to prepare for everything. And so therefore, thinking about a business makes some sense.
Sure.
You have to be able to adapt to changes within, you know, gosh, sometimes a partner dies. Sometimes, I just had a woman 2 weeks ago, she's been my client for 3 years. She called me and said, Pete, my father passed and left us more money than we kind of know what to do with right now. We need some help. well, we got some estate planning done. We're going to go ahead and change their investment profile. They weren't expecting that. And sometimes it's the opposite. That's a good news. Right. Sometimes it's the opposite. But so we have to be able to willing. Your plan has to be organic and be able to be changeable.
Well, yeah, we shouldn't. Again, if you think you're going to get an inheritance, don't plan on that. Don't count on it, right?
No. She didn't know it was going to be anything like this.
That's what I mean. I mean, that's one of the cool parts of it. Well, not that she lost her parent, but, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, he had lived a long life. He was 98 years old. So
wow.
He lived a good time.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. So, and then, you know, take the job seriously. Statistics show that by Harvard professors found that CEOs work an average of 62 and a half hours a week. Well, I don't think you have to do that. But again, that makes sense because they need to know they need to know what's happening at all times.
I would say if you're serious about coming up with a good, frugal, well-thought-out plan for your retirement, and whether you have significant assets or just enough to squeak by, you know, go to a fiduciary firm. Go to a firm that's going to run you through the gamut of all these questions that we're talking about. One that will require you or ask you to build a budget, require you to be organically involved within your retirement rather than, you know, I think I worked for a firm before and it was pushing products. It was selling, you know, our business. And if we didn't bring in more clients this year than we did last year, you know, we're at risk of losing our jobs. That's not the model here. We're not insurance agents. We're actually fiduciary advisors where we can only make a recommendation if, in fact, it's in your best interest. Sometimes people come in, they just want a second opinion. And they say, you know, I really don't have any interest in moving, but you guys offer this. And so sometimes that happens. You know, we're not in the business of giving free information all the time, but we will do that if, in fact, that's what we broadcast and that's what we're broadcasting.
Well, I think one of the things that you've said in the past is, you'll sit down with someone and they're giving that second opinion. And if that retirement plan, if that income plan is in great shape, you're going to tell them that. You're not going to try to change it.
Yep. And it happens sometimes. Sometimes it's by someone who's managing the assets themselves, but they want to go see a licensed securities licensed advisor to see what we think. And that's okay. We will take the time to go through that. More often than not, we're able to enlighten them to something that maybe they weren't thinking about it. Whether we can help them with that or not, but at least we were able to say, hey, don't forget about, you know, this aspect of your retirement. Don't forget about, you know, the long-term care provisions that you need to set up because you have a second home. And they weren't thinking about that. So this is what we're advertising.
And again, taking a look at the big picture. And again, I think all CEOs are very much focused on certainly today, but also on the future, because that's like life. We got to be thinking four steps ahead at least.
That's just it. You have to plan for, I mean, nobody has a crystal ball. We don't have a crystal ball when it comes to the market. We don't know what's going to happen. But we do know that change is inevitable and that the market won't go up forever, right? So the best way to plan for that is to have provisions within your plan. I think I mentioned it earlier, whether that's insurance products or just having your accounts tactically managed or a combination of the both, which I think makes the most sense most of the time for most folks. You want to get a second pair of eyes on what your thoughts are. And if you have no clue, well, then come in as well. And we're going to show you the roadmap that you're hopefully looking to, you know, to achieve your goals in retirement.
One of the things you mentioned that you have conversations virtually every time is once you get to estate planning and long-term care and just healthcare in general, that's big areas to spend time talking about.
It is. And again, you know, that's something that we offer that we don't get paid for that. But if we're going to be able to talk to our clients in a professional manner and, you know, avoid some of the pitfalls of them not knowing something that's important, we're going to go through that. So we do partner with health insurance agents to help with both Medicare. And I've been having three people in the last two months that are under 65. Both partners, and they're retiring prior to Medicare. Therefore, they're on their own through the Obamacare system, the Affordable Care Act, on health insurance. But they had enough assets. We worked out a plan. We hooked them up with an insurance agent that was able to, you know, go on to healthcare.gov and get them an under 65 health insurance plan prior to Medicare and still be able to retire, with the assets that they have, because we built provisions into the plan so that if we have a market downturn, that's not going to, you know, it's not going to put them under. They're still going to be able to handle their retirement if they live another 30 years, which they probably will. So, we partner with all these folks so that we're not leaving something out.
Well, and again, when you say that, you also have a lot of seminars where you have estate planning attorneys there as for a consult.
That's right. We run two seminars. One of the one you're speaking about is called the Asset Preservation Workshop. And I should mention, if you go into nafinancialadvisors.com, there should be a list there of our upcoming seminars with the dates right into, they should be, you know, filling up between now and June of 2024. So you look in your area, you can see what the seminars are coming up. But we do bring estate planning attorneys to the Asset Preservation Workshop. Because people have that need. They you know, oftentimes they don't think of estate planning as part of their retirement plan. They think it's two separate entities, but it's really not if you're going to do it right. And we partner with different firms throughout the state, of course.
And if you can, you can learn all about those seminars and sign up for one by just visiting the website, nafinancialadvisors.com, or you can give us a call as well. And we, you know, 'cause if you want to go, they need to know how many people are coming, and so they can put together a nice packet of information for you.
That's right. They do fill up fast, everything from the Dyer Library in Saco to some of the hotels up around the Brewer and Bangor area in Augusta. I mean, we're loading them up now. We're
all
setting
right.
them up.
Fair enough, Peter. Let's take a quick break, invite folks to call, and we'll be right back and continue our conversation here on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384. You'll get that comprehensive financial review, but you will also find out where you are today and walk out with a roadmap that can truly help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. Don't wait another day. Make that call while you're thinking of it today. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
When we come back, we're going to discuss ROI. That's return on investment. And in some cases, it doesn't involve money. Stick around.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen. I'm Steve Siddall, and Peter is with Northern Alliance Financial. NAFinancialAdvisors.com is the website. And we've been talking a lot about, you know, working our retirement as a CEO of a company. We've talked about some harsh truths. And this is, again, we're looking at things differently, and I think that's important. We talk about return on investment. We all know what that means. But now, when you say it doesn't necessarily involve money, I'm curious. What are we talking about?
Well, expenses as a return on investment. What are you spending money? What are you spending money on? Are you paying premiums into a certain insurance policy? Well, here in Maine, there's lots of things you can spend money on to actually improve your home. And a good return on investment is to let the state know about it. So if you're going to put solar panels on your home, or you're going to have some of these organizations come in and re-insulate the walls of your home, there's actually some discounts and some subsidies that you can qualify. Now, that's a decent return on investment, especially in a place like Maine, right? Because you know you're going to be spending money on heat. So that's an example of a return on investment. It's not always spending on money.
So when we talk about time as a return on investment, that's sort of an interesting approach. And so we can break that down, I think, into say maybe years rather than days or hours. So let's do that. Let's start at the beginning, talking about a return on time. The go-go years in retirement, that's the first, 10 years or so of retirement, so 65 to 75. Yeah, we're wanting to go places and do stuff and have fun.
Yeah, that's usually right when you retire and when you have the most energy. Also, when you have the most money, when you are most mobile, and it makes sense. You know, you may be spending more money during those times, and maybe you want to plan for that, where you're going to be traveling more because you're younger and you're able to, and you have a little bit more freedom and flexibility, and you know, you're not confined to a chair. So the go-go years, yes, you're going to be bouncing around and doing these things, or at least that's what you want to plan for, mm-hmm. As opposed to as you age, then things start slowing down, and you're not necessarily going to be, you know, traveling as much or going on those cruises. You can, but more often than not, people are slowing down. So you want to build in that into your plan. You want to, probably your budget, you know, between 65 to 75 may look different than, you know, 76 to 80, because you'll be doing different things. Is sure. that what you're speaking about, Steve?
Yes, exactly. So then we go from the go-go years, and as things begin to slow down, as they want to do, we're going to go the slow-go years. We're not going around as much. We're not traveling as much. We're still mobile, but not quite the same as, you know, the young buck at 65.
Yeah, like we talked about earlier, you know, no one has a crystal ball for retirement, but there are things that you can plan for based on what we see happening to people's plans, people that we have as clients currently. So I like how you pose that. The go-go years, the first couple of 10 years when mm-hmm. you retire, and then the slow-go years where maybe you're not moving around as much, but maybe it's things change and you're still spending the same amount of money, but doing different things.
Well, so Peter, let me ask you this. So, I mean, how much of a difference do you see in people between, say, 65 and 70 and 80 and 85? There's got to be a major difference.
It is. It's significantly different. You know, I see people in their 60, you know, let's say 65 to 70, 75. Oftentimes they're trying things they've always wanted to do. Perhaps, you know, purchasing, and I have a couple of clients that purchased RVs as soon as they retired and they had saved for it, they planned for it, and they're literally traveling the country. I have three clients that are doing this.
Nice.
And they're going to do that for a period of years. And I, you know, one question they asked me is, you know, what should I put as my zip code? I said, well, you know, should they be a Maine resident, a Florida resident? But of course, they're keeping their primary residence in Maine. A couple of them did move to Florida for tax benefits.
Sure.
But that's an example of the go-go years. You're probably not going to be doing that when you're 85 years old.
No, probably not.
I think, yeah.
So again,
so it's significantly different.
So yeah, and again, our budget may, I mean, certainly going to have to change a little bit as well. And then we go from the slow-go years to the no-go years, the 86 to 100 or beyond. And I think, you know, we're certainly seeing a lot of people living to 100 and beyond.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. I mean, my father is 89 years old, and we touched on this earlier, but, you know, he had a heart attack when I was 5 years old. I'm 50, and
wow.
I'm 50 now. They had told him, or they told my mother when he had a heart attack back in 1980, that he's probably going to live another 10 years. Well, with the medications that he's taking and the exercise, and he's actually, my mother took all the pressure off of him so that he could, you know, keep his heart. But the guy is 89 years old and still going. He's still traveling to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not doing what he was doing when he was, you know, 65 and when he was 70. So yeah, the no-go years, he doesn't go really too far anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, I tell you, you know, and the money he's spending is different than what he was spending before, but he's living way longer than he anticipated, than anybody anticipated. So at least he made provisions in his plan so that, you know, should he live this long, he has it. He's not just relying on Social Security.
Sure.
He has a pension. He has other savings that he had put aside for a good period of time. But this is what we want to plan for, living a long, much longer than you anticipated. Even though what you're spending during those 10-year brackets it may be different, you want to make sure that it's there.
Well, and the older we get, the more likely something is going to go wrong or break or, you know, I mean, that just happens.
Absolutely. You know, we see it all the time. And that's the, you know, the unintended consequences of getting older. You know, but you want to plan for it. You want to make sure that you've got the right insurance policy. You want to make sure that you have some sort of legal estate planning, whether it's a will that's updated and or, you know, if you have multiple properties or even just a decent amount of assets. You know, look at a trust. Doesn't mean you have to, it's going to make sense for you, but talk to somebody. See if that is better than just having a will. And this is what we provide for when everybody comes in is we want to get them in front of an estate planning attorney. Doesn't cost anything, just to make sure that they're covering all their bases should anything uneventual happen, because so oftentimes it does.
So let's talk about return on time and our own health. And return on time meaning, And I know that you encourage folks to, I mean, it's really important to stay active, to stay involved, really, no matter how old you are. I mean, that interaction with other people, I mean, that can extend your life right there.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to my father as an example. I mean, he's a mentor in so many ways, but my father was a banker in Biddeford for 40 years. Once he retired from that, he went out and got his real estate license, and he hated that. He got his insurance license. He hated that. Somebody said, Larry, you're a numbers guy. Why don't you go ahead and work for the Census Bureau? He worked for the Census Bureau for another 20 years, but he had a reason to get up every day. People counted on him. People relied on him. But that's what kept him going. He was social with his employees and other peers. But he had a reason to get up. And you have to have hobbies or activities. For him, it was counting numbers and counting, working for the Census Bureau. But it's so important that you are still a contributing member of society and your community, and that's what keeps you going. Is you have people that are relying on you for something,
right? And again, it's all about that plan, because once, again, going back to the segment we talked about CEO, you've got to have a plan. That's all there is to it. And it seems to me that, I think there are, as you said earlier, there are a lot of folks younger, 40-ish maybe, and they're doing it themselves. But you get to be 50 and a little bit older, and you realize, this is going to get complicated. I need some help. And, seek out someone like, Northern Alliance Financial. And you've got a whole team of folks there that are, well-schooled, if you will. You're an independent fiduciary. You're a fiduciary firm. You're a one-stop shop. This is just a great way to help your future, just have a future, I guess.
It's so much more important now than it was, let's say, even, 40 years ago. 40 years ago, you had a much higher percentage of the population with pensions, meaning, that was kind of their plan. They knew that they were going to get Social Security and their pension, and that kind of was the plan. But only 12% of the population now even has a pension. So therefore, that's on you. That's your onus, your responsibility of forming that plan, because chances are you have a 401k. There's no roadmap with a 401k and what to do with that money once you leave your employer, a 403b or TSP or, so you have to make that plan as opposed to a defined amount coming from a pension. I don't know that our job would have existed as prevalently as it is now back 40, 50 years ago. They still had financial planners, but it wasn't as important as it is now.
Right, because, you said it earlier. For them, this was like my grandparents. They both retired. They both had a pension. They both had Social Security. They moved to my hometown and, life is good.
That was it. They didn't have to think about it.
No.
Now you do.
Yeah. And that was in the early 70s. Anyway, so we are once again up against the clock, Peter. These shows are going by so quickly. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call, and we'll continue the show right after this with Peter Hansen on Financial Safari.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great. So while we're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances at no cost and no obligation, you can find out how much risk you're taking. Are there any red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line? Do you know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? What about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, give us a call, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. One more segment to go on Financial Safari, and that will continue right after this.
It's that time. You've got questions and I have answers. That and more right after this.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey.
Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Peter Hansen is here. Peter is with Northern Alliance Financial, having a great show today. Boy, we covered some ground. I think what we did today, Peter, is sort of take a look at the things that we talk about every week, but we sort of took a different spin on things. You agree?
I would say we're often talking about similar items every week, but I like the approach that you came from. You know, there's truth about your retirement. Some of them are harsh, some of them are ugly, but let's just face them, talk about them, and talk about the importance of having a plan to overcome some of these harsh realities of retirement.
Sure.
Like getting older.
Like,
right?
Getting older, exactly. And, you know, one of the things I'll mention again is that the website, nafinancialadvisors.com, now you can meet the team, certainly, but you can also find a lot of the radio shows and the TV shows that you guys do.
That's right. We just ran a new batch of TV shows, and you can find the stations on that were on ABC, NBC, CBS, the CW, Fox. If you'll look for, it used to be called Retire Now TV. Now it's called Conquering Retirement. So you'll see that through the listings. Conquering Retirement at the blue label. You can't miss it. I think we're on every station at some point, on at least on Sunday and oftentimes on Saturdays.
All right. Wow. You guys are busy.
Very busy.
You guys do some stuff. There's no question about it. All right. Well, let's jump into a couple of questions here. Edie's up first. She's in Brewer and is wondering. She says, "I'm 60 with $6,100 a month in Social Security disability and a pension. I want my money to work for 20 years. What do you recommend?"
But I tell you, the first thing that comes to my mind is, does Edie have a budget? I think that's very important. If you have, expenses coming up in the future, what are you spending money on? Does that $6,100 a month, I'm guessing it covers your expenses. Do you need to cut certain things out? I don't know if she has other money on the outside. It doesn't say that, so perhaps not. But making sure that you're spending money wisely, I know we talked about that earlier on the show. Is there some things that you're going to have to spend money on later now that you're not thinking of? She's 60, so she's... probably doesn't have Medicare yet unless she's married. So there's a lot more questions. Give a call. But the first thing that pops in my mind is, do you have a budget? Do you know exactly what you're spending your money on?
Right. So Edie, give us a call. We'd love to help. And that number to call is 833-856-1384. And on we go. Mary Beth is next from Scarborough. And Mary Beth says, "My husband's parents left a $585,000 trust. Now, my sister-in-law is trustee, but blocks our calls and plans to skip town. What can we do?"
Oh, geez.
Wow. Gosh,
that's awful.
That seems a little harsh.
Well, I would say, yeah. Well, give us a call. We can point you in the direction of an estate planning attorney. I think that's important. You want to get somebody in front of that, and you probably won't be able to do it yourself, Mary Beth. Unless you have access to it, but if she's planning to skip town, yeah, I would get in touch with an estate planning attorney. They would take it from there and make sure that anything that is due you and your husband, at least somebody's going to be alerted to it.
So, well, yeah, exactly.
From the authorities, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in a trust, Peter, there are rules that bind that trust. And so, I mean, she couldn't just arbitrarily abscond with the money.
No, we don't know what's in that trust. We don't know how it's laid out.
Well, that's true. We don't.
Yeah. So first thing is, I would want someone to contact the sister-in-law, right? And, mm-hmm. and them trying to contact, their calls being blocked. But I would think of an attorney would know who to call, in which the sister-in-law has to answer to. But yes, the trust itself, however that's built, that's how the trust will work. That's how the trust will pay out. That's why people set up trusts, because they're kind of foolproof. You can't monkey around with them. But I would want to know. What's going on? I'd go right to an attorney.
Yeah. All right. Again, so this could get pricey.
Some questions answered.
But again, it's certainly something that's doable.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. I would get in front of it.
833-856-1384 is the number, Mary Beth. Call us and they'll send you in the right direction. Let's see. Carl has a question. He's in Alfred. He says, "I feel like I have a solid understanding of long-term investment strategies and how to save for retirement. What can a financial advisor offer me that I can't do for myself?"
Well, first off, the first thing that comes to my mind is a financial advisor can offer you a second opinion. It doesn't cost to have that done. We could say, you're right on track. Oh, boy, look how much you know. You should become a financial advisor. But oftentimes, we find that, again, I think we mentioned this earlier, people that are managing their own assets and they have a good handle on it, oftentimes there's things that they're not thinking of because they don't do it every day. They don't see the wealth of customers and clients and potential clients coming in where every scenario is different. So maybe we can enlighten them to something that they're not thinking of or not anticipating. You know, we have to follow the rules and the laws, and we know, you know, for example, the Secure Act 2.0 and what changed with the required minimum distributions and how much more you can contribute. So there's a lot of things that a financial advisor is up on top of that maybe they can help you with, but at least a second opinion, I would say. They can certainly help you with that because you can't do that yourself.
Right. And you can't get a second opinion from the person who gave you the first one.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
833-856-1384. Carl, give us a call. Let's see. Ethan is in Cape Porpoise. That's a name I haven't seen before. What? Tell me about Cape Porpoise.
Cape Porpoise is down by Kennebunkport. It's a great little community. One of my first jobs out of college was I worked at the Colony Hotel down in Kennebunkport, and I'd often visit over to Cape Porpoise. They have cute little stores and some restaurants. It's I think if I were making a movie and I wanted to have it filmed in Maine, I would probably film it in Cape Porpoise.
Oh, wow. So it must be quite something.
It is. It's not very large, but it's very nice. It's right on the water. Yep.
Sure. All right, Ethan. Ethan is in Cape Porpoise, and he wants to know, I want to switch and move my money to a different financial advisor. I'm 52 years old, looking for someone that will provide advice on the distribution of my funds while still earning and creating income. Is this a difficult process? Ethan, no, it's not. You simply call Peter.
This one must have been written for you, Steve, because that's exactly our clients, right?
Yeah.
Difficult process. No, it's not a difficult process. And it doesn't cost you anything as well to come in and have a conversation. I mean, we do this every day. To run down the gamut of what we require is that you're forthcoming with your statements. You know, if you have statements, you're 52 years old, so there's some funds that you probably can't move. It'd be nice to know those rules. Bring in your statements. Go download your Social Security amount if you qualify for Social Security to SSA.gov. Find out what that's going to look like. It's not difficult, but again, we would ask that at least you work with us on a budget if you don't have one already. You want to list concerns in retirement, and let's talk about, a list of plans for retirement. It's certainly not difficult to do. This is why we exist, for Ethan right here. This is what
sure.
we do.
Well, and again, I think that's like most of us. You wake up one day and you're 50 years old and you realize, this retirement thing's going to happen. And so that's a great time. I mean, at 52, that's a great time to sit down with you and work, because he's probably been working with an advisor that was helping him in the accumulation phase.
Yeah, I find an awful lot of people that are in their 50s, I guess if they had an advisor, chances are they're working for a company, and it's probably somebody appointed from the HR or from that carrier as to their employer-sponsored plan. And what I hear is that when they ask for help, they'll get help because a representative from that 401k or 403b has to come down and help them. But oftentimes they'll just say, am I doing fine? And I think that the answer is yes. As opposed to, and maybe they're afraid, maybe they can't, but I think that a little direction would be good. So oftentimes we're coming in, you have people coming in their 50s, and they do have a technical advisor from their employer, employer-sponsored plan, but they're really not getting advice. So they come and see us, and we say, okay, well, look, you've got another 10 years left to work. Let's get a little bit more aggressive with some of this stuff, because, you've got time on your side where the market will recover, and you'll be glad that you did. So, but I think it's right in our category.
And so as we sort of wind down here, Peter, the year is coming to an end. How are you feeling about the market, about the economy? Are you feeling optimistic into 2024?
Yeah, I am. If you listen to the news, and a lot of our clients do, and we certainly have to, they talk about a recession and that it's still on the horizon. My feeling is that it's going to be a light touch. I don't think it's going to be as drastic as some doom and gloomers think. We don't know. You don't have a crystal ball. But I feel very comfortable given the fact that we've made the provisions within our clients' plan so that if it was a horrendous, awful thing, I think that we're all set. I think that they're going to make it through because, like I said, we don't know what's going to happen. But our clients are established and they have provisions in their plan. But I don't think it's going to be as bad. I think, who knows what's going to happen with this new election, right?
That's just it. Next year's an election year.
Yeah.
That could change the course of anything, of everything.
All the more reason to get in front of somebody and say, okay, what if we were to what would you do, Pete? And people ask me this, if you know that there's going to be a market downturn, well, that's the same thing that I would do with you, because we do know that there will be a market downturn. So let's go ahead and make a plan for that. That's what we're going to plan. Plan for the worst.
Plan for the worst. And again, if it's better than that, then you're going to do better than that. I like that.
That's right.
that you put a plan together and you work with folks and you show them the worst case scenario. And it's still looking pretty good.
That's right. And well, we almost had the worst case scenario last year. It was pretty ugly, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was painful and it was ugly, and we made it through, and I think we're ready for another one. Not that I want to see one, but you know, it even encouraged us to continue on doing the things that we're doing now, because we were doing them back then, and it gave us confidence that we're making the right moves with our clients. When at the end of 2022, we knew that the decisions we had made in 2019, 2020, 2021 were the right ones, because those clients are still with us. Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been a really fun show, Peter. Let's wrap it up by inviting folks to call one last time.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, there's no cost and no obligation to help you get a better handle on your own financial situation. You can find out what your investments are really costing you because of high fees or commissions. If you're not sure, you need to come in and have that conversation and let them take a deep dive, a portfolio x-ray, they call it. What about future tax implications? You've got to talk about taxes because they are going to go up. We all know that. And how much income you can securely generate from your plan once you move into retirement. Just call us, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384. Well, Peter, as always, a pleasure to talk with you. And certainly we covered a lot of ground today and it went by really quickly.
Steve, I appreciate it. I think I say it every time only because it's so unbelievable how fast that time goes by. I think it's the quickest hour of my life is when I'm on the radio with you. But it is a good time.
Well, it is a good time. And folks, we want you to, really appreciate the fact that you're listening and that you're calling. And we will be back again next week with new topics and questions and more right here on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.